still talking to Maxwell because we were rudely interrupted by just running out of time. But it was so fascinating. So just continue kind of where you're at.
I see this as coffee's problem. So we compare coffee to wine, we compare it to whiskey. They're bottled products. You can send them out, and yes, you might need to decant them, we'll be careful with them. It's quite easy to present it in a way that it should be presented. The role of the barista is fascinating because you're seeing the coffee through the barista's choices. How have they decided to brew the coffee? And that means you have to empower people to make creative decisions based on taste. You also, when you're training people, so for me this has been amazing, you're training people to understand a taste aesthetic and reach it when they're dialing in. And that means the coffee success is reliant on the individual brewing it. Not just keeping your machine clean or... people say you need to watch your grind. It's much more than that. It's a much more involved role, which is very rewarding for the person doing it, but rarely do they get the chance to become fully involved in brewing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So running a coffee shop yourself, where you're actually really in control of that process, is that what made you start to have
Absolutely.
Your own coffee shop?
Well, I wanted to learn more about coffee. I wanted to explore it. The traditional cafe environment definitely isn't a specialist coffee environment. The coffee is the mechanism for, it's a social space and so on and so forth. So we don't even call our shop a cafe. It's a coffee tasting place. And because that can be the centre, that's all that matters. That's all we're doing. So yes, it requires a lot of tasting, a lot of work to dial coffee in that way. But that's what all of our attention is focused on. 100% of our effort goes into coffee.
And do you also serve other things in your coffee shop?
Not really. There's a couple of options for people who are coming. We get a lot of groups visit to taste all the coffees, and there's a couple of soft drinks, a few pastries, but really it's just the coffee. I think I'm not against having food with coffee or so on and so forth. It's just that this model was about just allowing the coffee to shine, and that has all sorts of logistical aspects. All the staff are focused on coffee, so if you're encouraging dialogue, everyone needs to be able to have that conversation.
He's just going to dial in a coffee for somebody. No, he's going to pull a shot because, you know, the La Spaziale stand here is quite busy. Not only busy because La Spaziale is a great machine, but because Maxwell is here. And that's kind of a bonus to have shots pulled by Maxwell. And he is, if I can just describe, really meticulous. He weighs his porter filter, tears it, and then goes for this. What are we doing now, the Burundi or the San Salvador?
El Salvador. We need a bit more coffee. We want 17 and a half.
Okay, 17 and a half. And he's dialed this in the morning. He came to the machine and he just found his real true sweet spot for that particular coffee. So we're at 17 grams?
17.5.
Flushing the La Spaziale and on we go. And we're aiming for how many grams of extraction?
36 on this one. It's quite long, actually. It's quite a low brew ratio. Is it below that? It might be below 50%.
Yeah. So if I can just describe, he's got his scales underneath the double porter filter, double spouted porter filter, and brewing away. It's a very nice flow. Are you happy with that one?
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
25 seconds as well, so obviously we time as well as an issue.
So 25, and what was the weight?
18 on each side.
Yeah, yeah, so perfect. Yeah, so he's going to do, what are you going to do, a flat white for?
These are two lattes.
Two lattes.
I think the El Salvador is really good in milk.
Okay. What comes through in the El Salvador
just,
milk?
Yeah, lots of sort of toffee and nuts. It's very accessible mm-hmm. sort of flavour groups.
Mm-hmm. We must say that it's roasted by small... by
that one's roasted by Hasbin.
By Hasbin, yeah.
And then the other coffee I have on is roasted by Origin.
Yeah. I mean, another interesting thing is that you don't specifically stay with one roaster in your shop. You play around a lot, which...
Again, I see it a lot like a... it's important to offer... If you're going to talk about how amazing coffee is and how interesting it is, I want to be able to serve people a variety of flavour experiences that prove that.
Yep.
It's very hard with one espresso blend to say how interesting coffee is and then just serve up the same espresso blend.
Yeah.
But that was the point of an espresso blend, is for a consistent product in a more commercial environment. The roasters give me the variety as well, you know, a lot like a wine shop would stock from different vineyards and so on and so forth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's very interesting to see often the same different roasters' approaches to the same coffee. You know, which is
absolutely.
I said you see the coffee through the barista. Before that, you see the coffee through the roaster. So you've got this chain of people.
Yeah. My goodness. I mean, he is, as I said, a wealth of knowledge, of passion, of love for coffee. And it's just so refreshing to ever get the chance to go to Bath. You've